For many Americans, Christmas demands the most traditional of celebrations. We may have strong feelings about the church services we attend, what kind of tree to buy, how and when to decorate it, the proper time for opening presents, what to eat for Christmas dinner. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco's celebration of the holiday blended traditions from several cultures and countries. Now she brings us these memories.
Being the only Peruvian-Mexican-American family in the one-horse town of Baldwin, Kansas, we invented our own multicultural rituals to celebrate Christmases del Barco. It was the 1960s, and we had immigrated to the Sunflower State, where Mom grew up, from South America. In Peru, while studying folklore on a Fulbright fellowship, Mom had met Dad, a dashing journalist and actor, and their international love story began. I came into the picture in cosmopolitan Lima, and 18 months later, we moved to Kansas just before my brother Andy was born. In the years that followed, we were probably one of the only families in Baldwin who collectively protested the Vietnam War, boycotted non-union grapes, joined in Native American powwows, campaigned against Nixon, and championed women's lib. The rest of Baldwin remained nestled comfortably in some earlier era, a throwback to the 50s or 40s or 30s even. The place always reminded me of Mayberry RFD, though Andy jokes that if Baldwin was Mayberry, then we were something akin to the Adams family. At any rate, I had the feeling we were not in Lima anymore. In the snowbound prairie town where Mom taught Spanish literature at a small college while Dad worked on his graduate thesis in anthropology at the University of Kansas, our hybrid holiday would always begin with the perennial viewing of our TV favorite, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's Feast. He took the Who Pudding. He took the Roast Beast.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk.
Instead of roast beast, our Christmas dinner, eaten on Christmas Eve, was usually a delicious marisco-filled chupino made by Dad, who pointed out that in Quechua, the Indian language of his native Peru, chupe means soup. Sometimes he'd make ceviche, or papas a la huancaína, or Mom would prepare tamales and enchiladas. For dessert, we savored the buñuelos y chocolate, which Mom made in her family's traditional Mexican style, spicing the evaporated milk and Hershey's with sticks of cinnamon. Inevitably, Andy and I would fall asleep on Christmas Eve, waiting for our pet cats to talk to us, as we were told all the animals would speak at midnight. A Mexican tradition? Peruvian? American? It was always una mezcla, a mix. Among the figurines in our nacimiento, the nativity scene handmade in Ayacucho out of Piedra de Huamanga, an alabaster from the Andean highlands, Andy and I would position our Sesame Street finger puppets. This way, Grover, the Cookie Monster, Ernie, and Bert, whom we dressed in red felt costumes, assumed their rightful places next to baby Jesus and a fuzzy llama scaled to size. Mom and Dad would address our gifts with joke tags like, "For Andy from the third elf on the left," or "For Mandalit from the combined elf chorus." In return, Andy and I would put on another ad-libbed puppet show from behind the cleverly designed puppet theater Dad built for us. Or we'd dream up another satirical radio play recorded reel-to-reel using Mad Magazine-style puns, like the feminist Christmas comedy we once produced for an NPR children's radio contest called The Trial of Ms. Claus.
I was going to work on my regular block, and I see this here dude in a red suit. I figured he was trying to muscle in on my act. Then, as he was going through the window, his beard got caught on a tree limb and came off. I sees that it was a lady. Of all things, I figured she was what you might call one of them male impersonators.
How dare you insult my identity?
Order!
Besides creating satires, my family introduced the neighborhood to some Latino traditions. Folks in Baldwin didn't know from Las Posadas, caroling in Spanish, and there was no Misa de Gallo, midnight mass. But we'd invite the Brady Bunch-like neighborhood kids to help us light the sidewalk luminarias we made of school lunch bags filled with sand and candles, a new Mexican tradition from Mom's side. And they helped us to knock down our homemade piñatas. Somehow, we even taught them a few Mexican and Peruvian folk songs, though they probably had no idea what the words meant. But that didn't much matter. There was always another foreign student or five visiting our house for Christmas from Peru or Kenya or China or Costa Rica, imported from Somalia, Mexico, or Colombia, too. One year, the entire college soccer team showed up to share in our polyglot celebrations. We were all expatriates, living in the land of Oz, making things up as we went along. Feliz Navidad, or as they say in Kansas, Merry Christmas. I'm Mandalit Del Barco in Los Angeles.